вот мы пришли.
We have come. Let's wait for car to pass. I have to speak while cars make noise, because this place of power is near a highway. So we have come to a new place of power. Later I will describe it. And now I want to ask you a question. On the previous place of power, where the Mahadabal of the Satyasai is, there we merged with the consciousness of the earth, and I said that the earth is moving through the space with the speed of 30 kilometers per second, and that one can, by becoming the consciousness of the earth, experience this enormous speed. Did anyone manage to experience this speed of moving through space? Who managed? Very well that no one, because it's impossible to do. Because all these speeds, when objects collide and destroy, all this is inherent to the world of Prakriti, to the world of matter. In the world of consciousness, in subtle worlds, nothing like this happens. There, consciousnesses freely interpermeate each other. Without hitting each other. The consciousness of the earth is a vast paradise soul that exists in the world of Purusha and not of Prakriti. Matter moves and it can be hit by meteors, comets. One day Earth may collide with a comet and be destroyed. All these collisions of the world of matter never happen in the subtle worlds. In the subtle worlds, very fluently and tenderly, consciousness interacts with consciousness in harmony, in love, independent of the speed. We can make a simple experiment. For example, over there you see a nice forest behind of us. We can do very easily, we can move with the consciousness to any distance. We can merge with the sattva of forest, we learned it, so we can move into this forest and become it. To fill with oneself the bodies of those trees. Experience how birds are singing on them. Now come back to the bodies and then back again to the forest. So now we moved with consciousness. Of course, there are different souls around us. Have we noticed them? We even haven't noticed them. It's the same with the consciousness of the earth, with us, if we are merged with that consciousness, if we move in the world of Purusha, in the world of souls, paradise souls, through the paradise. we move and we don't notice, or we can intentionally notice the souls that we come across on our path. Coessential consciousnesses of paradise never collide. They never have clashes. Very well, we have understood this. If some of you would say that I experience this speed in paradise, like cars in the material world rushing, colliding, destroying, so on. If you would experience something like that, then you would get a bad mark, because in the world of paradise souls nothing like this happens. The speed cannot be experienced there. The speed can be much higher than 30 kilometers per second. It's enough to move the concentration to any distance and we appear there. This is the speed of consciousness transfer. It cannot be measured with some units of the matter material world. Now let's wait for this car to pass and I will describe this place of power where we are now. On this place of power, there are two places of power nearby. This one and 30 meters away, completely different. We will go there in several minutes. And here there is the following. Here, below the surface of the ground, there is a huge reservoir, a lake of light. Like a tank with condensed light, a huge reservoir, a lake, a reservoir of purest, subtlest light. We can use this light to wash, to enrich our bodies. There are methods in Raja Yoga, methods that are used for cleaning, purifying the energy structures of the body. Chakras, meridians, there are many different meridians. We work with only basic meridians, but when we use method of pranayama, then all meridians get purified. Large or small, all meridians through which energy passes at the given part of the body. And here we can scoop from that reservoir of light, to scoop the light or make hands and legs pumps. We can do anything, and with that light to clean, to enrich our temporary dwelling places, from which we can flood into the universe. For example, one can do the following pranayamas. So, to begin with, the movement. Pranayamas are convenient to do when doing soft movements. We softly shift the body from one leg to another. The feet are parallel. The legs are slightly bended, so that no tension. There is no tension in legs to make it more convenient, so that there is no discomfort. The back should be absolutely straight. The pelvis should not be shifted back, like we lean against the wall. And so we do soft movements from one leg to another, and when doing this, it's very convenient to work with pranayamas. How to work with pranayamas? Pranayama is the movement of energy. Prana is energy, yama is work. And so from the reservoir we draw the light into the body through the leg, and at the end of that movement we pour it through the hand. When body moves into the other direction, we do the same. We draw the light through the leg, through the body, and pour it through the hand. So we can do it very effectively. The eyes can be closed. Usually during meditation the eyes should be opened, but during pranayamas we can close eyes. And we do with soft, tender, harmonious movements. We can forget about everything for some time. Each movement makes the body even more and more pure. You do the same. Repeat, do as me doing. I will show another exercise later. There are many such exercises, but the main condition is to use purest, subtlest light. We have to become this light.
And
by doing this simplest exercise, one can cure almost any disease. Streams of light we direct into the ill part of the body, and we see that if this part was dark, black, then it becomes more and more light, lighter and lighter, and at the end everything dark disappears, everything is getting filled with purest light, we are becoming light, in the body there is nothing but light, and the health comes. Also, an important condition is that there should be no synthetic wear on the body. Synthetic fabric prevents the healing energy to pass through the body. These kind of exercises were developed in China first, in Taoist tradition. Some people ascribe these exercises to the tradition of Tai Chi Qigong, but it's not important how we call them, it's important that we can work with them. Or another exercise. We take from the sky an image of sun, and when we move to the opposite leg, we move the image of the sun through the hand, chest, and to another hand. By another hand we take another image, and it moves in the opposite direction. In this way one can work with images of sun, where there is no such underground tanks of the purest healing light. One can move the sun through the opposite leg. No disease can withstand if we persistently repeat such movements. Of course, by getting rid first of the source of disease. Every disease has a source, karmic source. We have to understand this origin, the source. For example, eating killing food, crude emotions, aggressive attitude to some people. We have to become love. When we exit from the state of love, we accumulate negative fate, negative karma, and no healing methods can help if we did not get rid of the source of the disease. But if we removed the source of the disease, the source that caused negative karma, then to remove a pathology inside the body, inside the energetics of the body, is very easy by using such simple methods, simple pranayamas. One can do very different exercises. For example, on this place of power, wonders place of power for doing such exercises. I don't know better place. We were, for example, at Хань, at Хуань, in Маха Даблс, all these places. From the point of view of healing, it's very good, but there we do another exercises. And to work with pranayamas of that kind, of Taoist, Chinese kind, this is the best place, without a doubt. What one can do also? One can dive into the reservoir with consciousness and splash like children, with joy, with bliss, swim. One can splash with light on the body, make waves, to wash the body with that blissful light, divine light, to wash the body inside. Very well. All you have cleaned the bodies, and me too. And now, let's go to the place nearby, it's very different.